Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, New York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Whoa!
Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We hope you're all woke and wide-eyed and ready to hear another episode of Chatting from in the Morning. Are you woke? Are you ready to be lifted up in the name of Jesus? Oh, we hope that you are. We hope that we can put that all-important snap, snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk this morning. We hope that we can do that, and we hope that you are ready to be inspired to live for the Lord. We are so delighted what you're listening to this morning, and to pop you up in the name of Jesus. Is that all right that we pump you up in the name of Jesus? We hope that it is fine with you, because we know it's fine with the Lord that we pump you up, and we hope that we are doing that. This is, of course, December 6th that the Lord has blessed us with. He has blessed us all with another chance, another time, another day of living. Yes, he has. We on this side, times out of heaven, and we on the top shore, and not the shore of us, giving all of us another benefit of another wonderful day, a second chance, if we may call it, a second chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, and to live closer and closer with him. And all that we can do is to thank the Lord so much for giving us a second chance. Well, what we want to do is welcome all of our new listeners to the program. If this happens to be your first time listening in, we just want to welcome you to the program, but not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we for listening in. We really do. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Amen. And amen. Keep on listening to us. Tell others about us. Tell them that we're on at 9:30 in the morning on the VTRO platform, and we're so delighted that you would do that. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it to know that we are on praising, praising, praising the Lord in the morning. Hey, hey. Yes, we are praising the Lord in the morning. Well, next we're going to ask for the contributions. If you have not turned in your contributions, do so. Do so. Anything costs. I know many of you well, sure, we pay to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. No, you're not paying to hear the gospel, but what you're paying for the transmissions that we have to spend money on, for the many people that's running things behind scenes at the Blog Talk Radio to make it possible for a program like this to come on through the airways. And we believe that the gospel is important. And if you believe that the gospel is important, the airways, hey, help us out financially here on Chatting from the Word. We don't ask that much. We just ask that you begin at least now, at $5. And if you wonder where to see your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal. A web page, paypal.com and put in my email address, which is lowercase OscarYork3443@gmail.com. That is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And first you might get Oscar York Publishing, and that is us too. Don't be confused about it. That is the same company. Okay, Oscar York Publishing is the same. And you also can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And you can put in any amount you want, beginning at $5, to help us keep this fine program going. And going, don't stomp out Christian programming, because we need Christian more programming more and more today before, with people believing what they want to believe and not really listening to the message of hope and salvation and love in Jesus Christ. Your brother Oscar can put it like that. So we appreciate you, and we want to thank you in advance for your contributions. Amen and amen. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word in the Morning. And I am his host, Brother Oscar the Voice, through the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, 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 crack, crack, crack in your Christian walk. And we are so delighted to do just that. Yes, we are. Amen and amen. Hey, 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 it's time for the roll call. Yes, it is. It is time for Brother Oscar to do a roll call to those that are listening. We just want to say a special good morning to you, especially if you're listening to us live. If you listen to us live, we appreciate you listening. We do, and we hope that our program is helping out this morning. We hope that you do. And so we just want to give a shout out to you that are listening. And we want to say good morning to you. And we want to say thank you for listening. Yes, we do. So this shout out is for you. This call out is especially to you. And that is our call this morning. Cut it out, Brother Oscar. Cut it out. Yes, I will. Cut it out. All right. It is time for the program today. I will snap, snap, slide to allow you to know what you are in store to listen to this morning. Because we don't want to just throw anything at you this morning. Brother Oscar ain't like that. We want to give you something to listen to this morning. Is that all right? We want to give you something to listen to this morning so that you can hold on to and feel good. Is that all right with you this morning? Well, first of all, you heard our introductory song, which was Singing Glory Hallelujah, sung by our good brother, Steve Adams. Steve Adams singing Hallelujah song. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Amen and amen. And of course, our prayer time. And if you want, and if you have a copy of God's Word that you want to read along with prayer time, will be taken from Psalms, the 121 division. That is Psalms, the 121 division. If you want to read along with us during our prayer time or scripture, you are welcome to do just that. And of course, Radiance A Cappella will be singing 3 Hour of Prayer. Yes, they will. They will be singing of prayer. And of course, yes, you don't need to ask. Yes, we are chatting up the Word of God this morning. We're going to be chatting up the Word of God. And of course, you know how Brother Oscar, he runs series, he tried to keep it on a common level of what we're teaching. And we're coming from, of course, the first letter Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church to strengthen them in their beliefs and unbelief, and to help them through the unbelief, to help them through the problems that they have ran into and difficulty. Even today, we can use the First and Second Corinthians in our lives today, because churches today, even today, are having problems that the Corinthian church was having there. Nothing new. As Solomon says, it's nothing new under the sun. They was having the same problems then that we're having today. So sometimes the church, we are leaders of the church, we just have to be vigilant in watching that there's a step that the church has taken so that we can help the church to grow. And that's what it's all about, is helping the church. We hope that we can do that here on our program. Well, our lesson here today is taken from, of course, 1 Corinthians 11, 11 through 6, Ephesians 5, 24 through 33, 1 Timothy 2, 9 through 5, Colossians 3, 18 through 23, and 1 Peter 3, 1 through 8. And we said, follow me as I follow Christ. And then we says this, who is who in the plan of God? Who is who in the plan of God? Where's your place in the plan of God? Where do you belong in the plan of God? So we're going to talk about that. And if you've been sticking with us quite some time, I mean, last week we talked about the man role, how the man is the head of the family, is the head of a woman. But we don't want men to think that because they're the head, that means life's any kind of way. And this is not what Paul is talking about here. What Paul is talking about is something different. And I believe he's getting ready to set the stage up for him to talk about something deeper that the Corinthian church was going to. So, my friend, we hope that you keep your ears on long enough this morning to hear the chat. Amen. And amen. And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Snap, 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 snap. Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train, the gospel? And if you are ready to get on board, have your tickets lined up and have your tickets out and get on board, get on board, get on board. Get on board the gospel. Ooh. Oh, And as always, we want you to keep your prayers, those that have been requesting prayers, those that are going through some changes, those that have lost loved ones, the involved in Texas, parents who lost their babies, and others who lost mothers and their father. And of course, we want you to pray for Russia, Ukraine, situation, and pray for the prophets in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, keep on asking your prayers. Although I'm still kind of have a cold, you might can hear me coughing and sniffling behind the scenes, but I still have a slight cold. So just keep me in your prayers, please, for me, as I pray for you. Now for our scripture reading for our prayer. To have a copy of God's word, we will be coming from Psalms, the 121st division. Psalms, 121st division. And if you have a copy of God's word and you'd love to be along with us, you are welcome to do just that. Again, that is Psalms, the 121 division. And here the pen this psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even evermore. Amen and amen. My friend, are you ready to go to the throne of grace where we can find help in times of need? Let us talk with the Father. At this time, let's talk with you. Father, who sits high and looks low, our Father who art in heaven, how would it be that name? Oh, Father, Father, we come to you this morning with our hearts, minds, and thoughts lifted up to you. Oh, first of all, Father, thank you for the benefit of being here. Thank you, Father, for watching over us on last night, waking us up today that neither one of us has never seen before, but Father, you know it to be because of your love for us. And Father, we thank you so much for giving all of us on this time side of life a second chance, another chance to make your throne in our lives right. Father, we come to especially thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come down from the beauty of heaven to show us how to live, to show us how to love, to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon the cross, becoming sick, who knew no sin, may be washed away with his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you, and thank you so much for that. Oh, Father, we come praying for these lonely Texans, parents who lost their babies and others lost their. And the Father, we pray, Father, that you be with them. Father, we pray for the Ukraine and Russia situation. And we pray that you be with Mr. Putin so that you can teach them love and the children. Oh, Father, 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 be with the problems that we have in the world in which they see it, Father. We pray, Father, that you help those that are in you to be in you. Help us to shine our light so that others may see and may want to glorify you in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, 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 we just thank you all over the place. Oh, Father, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Father, for those who lost loved ones at the hands of the police. We pray for the police officers who have given their lives in the line of duty. We pray also for their families. And Father, we pray all of our political leaders, we recognize that they have a tough job. Father, we pray that they may have made laws for many of us to work for you, to make laws for all and in harmony. Oh, Father, we come pray for the church to do it as a whole. Help us to continue on being a lighthouse, leading others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for all of our listeners, Father. We pray for their shortcomings and their faith this morning. Father, we pray for their belief and their unbelief. Father, we pray that you catch all their unbelief and unfaithfulness in the sea where they won't be surfaced anymore. Father, we pray for our program this morning. Help us in our lesson that we may say something. Help someone find who may cover their home. And Father, as always, Father, I ask you keep us, Father. Help us, Father. Help those that love, loved ones. Help those that try to make a difference in the world as in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In the name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind. And again, get your prayer request in if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on chatting. From the word, amen, and amen, amen, and amen. We're trying to do something here, you all. There we go. Something to get out on me. All right. We want to welcome you to the second half of the program, and we're so thankful to bring this program to your listening ears this morning, and we hope that you keep your ears on so that you can hear the whole program. Keep them on now. Are you listening? Do you have your ears on? Even on listening. Keep on listening. Of course, this is time where we ask for contribution once again, and to keep this fine program on the airways. And if you ask me, I believe we need Christian programming more today than any time before. The world needs hope. The world needs love. The world needs salvation. And the world needs to see Jesus today more than ever. We hope that here on Chatting from the Word that we are doing that. So help us to continue on doing that. You want to see the proceeds, if you have a kind of PayPal, then you head on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. Do it today. Help us to keep this fine program going and going. Amen and amen. Hey, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you listen to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop. And we are so, so glad to do it. Yes, we are.
And now here is our host, Brother Oscar York, the voice of the church. Say hello, Christ.
Amen and amen. Here is our announcer time for our chat for today, and we hope that you're ready to hear the chat for the program today. We hope that you're ready to hear the chat. Are you ready to chat with us today? Like I keep saying this to me now, I don't know about you. But this is what I can chat with you when it comes to the Word of God. And I've said many times, if you disagree with me, that's fine. That's fine, but the best thing I can do is to chat with you, let you know that you can call in now. If you want to have your voice heard is what we are chatting about, you can call in. And our call-in number is 319-527-2222. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. And on time, you can call in between the hours of 9:30 and 10:30. That is the time that we're on. After that, I can't help you. I can't help you because I won't be here. I won't be here. Let me say that. But we are so delighted to be with you this morning and to be able to bring a short lesson to you. Oh, man, when I was behind the pulpit, Office something else. Y'all had a chance to hear me during my heyday time when I was behind the pulpit teaching and preaching the Word of God. But I'm so blessed that the Lord has blessed me with this program where I'm doing this thing, though I'm not preaching. I don't call it preaching. Yes, teaching, but I'm not, behind the pulpit. If y'all can remember, and all that good stuff. But as I look back on it, I can laugh at it now because the Lord has blessed me to live as long as I live and learn the lessons that I have learned. As always, here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't preach. We just don't preach. We just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk, we want to talk over you. But we want to talk with you when it comes to the Word of God. And I believe we can. I believe we can. We can reach some sort of ground when we are studying our reason together when it comes to the Word of God. It's too easy. The Lord made it too plain for us not to. And that's the reason why so many beliefs and so many ways of looking at the Word of God. All we need to do is accept the written Word for itself and try our best to obey it as it says. Okay? And I believe we all get an understanding of that. But here on Chatting from the Word, we don't want to talk over you, under you, but we want to reason with you. And as I said, if we well, our pet dog Lolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the word of God. Thank you, Annie. When it comes to the word of God. I've seen your statement. Thank you. When it comes to the word of God. And if you ask Brother Oscar, are you asking me something that's too important not to get an understanding of word of God, of the word of God, which is the map way to heaven, to God. Well, all the plans that he has for this world, for me and for you, he does not lead us where we need to guess about him. Although some may say, yo, we can't fear God. So we got to guess if there is a God. There is a God. There is a God. And that's where faith is, comes in at. Tells me that there is a God in heaven. My faith tells me there is a God that created the heavens and the earth. My faith tells me that there is Lord God came down on the beauty from the beauty of heaven to show us how to live, to show us how to love, and is down the cross. My faith tells me that it is. But if you're still at the guessing stage about God, you need to remove that guessing stage and come to the believing stage. Because I'm here to tell you there is a God that loves us, that cares for us. There is a God to be a part of him in Jesus Christ. And I don't want you to forget that. That's a message right there within itself, isn't it? Let me keep on going because I'll talk and I'll forget where we are. But we want to talk about we want to take our chat from the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And that's where we're coming from now. The first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. And we are in chapter 11. And I believe we're going to begin just glazing over verse 12 because we want to move on to something very important. And I don't want no one to say that Brother Oscar is thinking, I said that he got to be a bad person, which I'm not saying. And here we point out the fact that the man is head of a woman. And in verse 12 of chapter 11, Brother Paul the Apostle says these words, "But as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman." And I believe we explained that on yesterday, didn't we? And verse 13 says, "Judge in yourself. Is it common that a woman pray unto God uncovered?" And we went over that too when it comes to praying and saying that's talking about the worship in their time. How they would go into the temple. They had temple worship back then under the Jewish compass. Under Jewish compensation. I believe that's that's right. But this is what Paul is talking about. But men, brothers, we're not talking about because you're the head that you should treat your wives any kind of way. Because Paul, let's start back with Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Paul says these words. He says, "For the husband is the head." And we're talking about the head. "The head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body." Now, what we have to do, men, is to recognize that we must love our wives as Christ so loved the church. And Christ did not abuse the church. He doesn't abuse us as his church. He don't beat us and whip us in submission as his bride and as his church. Jesus even says, "Son," he even said, "Come." Not to some, I didn't mean to say some, but what I'm trying to say, he even said, "Come as you are," because he will fix it. He will fix it. Many of us, we believe we're so bad that God won't accept us. Let me tell you something. God will accept you that you're in. If God can accept Saul when he was Saul and turn him to Apostle Paul, he will accept you. If God can turn a fast-talking drunkard, Peter, into the Apostle Peter, he can change you. He can change you. He can fix you. And that's God's love for his bride. Oh, my God. Many of us, if we believe we need to treat our wives any kind of way and talk to them any kind of way, we lost our way, husband, and we need to change that because that's not God's plan at all. And that's what we're talking about, God's plan. God's plan for the man, for the woman. God's plan for us. How he's talking about husbands and wives, although here, knowing the teaching of Paul, Paul is trying to come up with the master thought here, even comparing husband and the wife. And then he says in verse 24, "Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be own husbands in everything." Now, what does that talk about? I think we hit it on yesterday. And wives, we're not talking about if your husband tells you to jump off the bridge, to go jump off the bridge. Wives, we're not telling you if your husband is telling you to do something that is crazy to do it. But what you're saying is reason according to God's word. In love, do it. But it has to be in love, husband. Okay. Just tell your wife to do just like anything. And then sometimes it's just good to reason with your wife. Talk with them. See what they want. See them tick. See what they love sometimes. Now, it's not all about you as the head. But as the head, it depends on how you govern it, if I can use that term. Govern, but God has put you, made you the head. And in verse 25, Paul says in Ephesians 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." That's a mouthful right there. Husbands, as you've been ahead, are you willing to give your life to your wife, to your family? If your wife or family is in dire jeopardy, if they may use that term, are you able to stand up for her, be there for her, be beside with her, hurt when she's hurting, crying when she's crying? Our Lord loved us that much that he took on the cross. Are you able to bear her burden? And that's what Christ did for us on the cross. And in verse 26, Paul says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the water. Oh, my goodness. When we are Christ Jesus, the Word itself continues to generate us. The word itself continues to sanctify us. The word of God continues to cleanse us. But we must be at the point where we can read, study, hear, and talk about the word. That's why I am so glad that we bring this program on Monday, Fridays, so you all, that all Christians in the body of Christ may be regenerated every day in Jesus Christ. Every day, allow the word of God with the washing of the water by the word. By the word. That it might present, that he might present it to himself a glory not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen. That's something. That the word of God cleanses us continuously. But the catch is, we must be at the point of willingness, willing to allow it to do it. A lot of us, we want to get to the word of God. A lot of us don't want to read the word of God. A lot of us don't even want to partake of the word of God. But I believe, if you ask Brother Oscar, this is something that we as Christians should do on a daily basis. And that's why I bring the program on Mondays to Fridays, so that we can give you that opportunity to allow the word of God to come in your life, to give you that boost for the day, so that you can show the word of Christ in you. Because we need that more than ever before. And I believe this generation could say that. But today, look around you. Look at the beliefs that many people have today. From the White House on down, it is time for us as Christians to stand up and say what is right. What is right. And I hope this program is shouting loud enough that even Congress can hear. We need to do what's right, Congress. White House on down. And in verse 27, Paul said that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So men, now going back to the men, love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Right there, my brothers, God is, through Paul, is making a big point. That wife is part of you. That wife is your body. Especially if you're married to a wife that is with you, that's standing by you, that is sharing your life with you. Abuse her. And many of us, we do that. We abuse our wives. We want to hit our wives. We want to curse them out. We want to make them look bad in front of everybody else instead of loving our wives, because they are part of us. They are a part of us. And then Paul says in verse 29, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, cherish it, even as the Lord the church." And here Paul said, don't forget the main point that I'm trying to make. We're talking about the church here. But husbands, you can follow the example that Christ set out for his church in loving your husband, in loving your wife's husband, because you are the head. By all it depends on head, how you delegate being. And then Paul writes in verse 31, "For this cause shall man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." In other words, Paul is saying, husbands, you got to leave mom and daddy. Get away from mama's skirt tail. Be the man. Call your wife. Be with her. That's why she must do the same thing. Let go of what used to be. That's what your family still is. But here Paul is saying that we need to cleave most closely to our wives and to our husbands. And then Paul said, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the he said. Here Paul is trying to compare a husband loves his wife as he compared Christ's love for the church. And what husband, if we are head of our wife, we should treat them right. Don't treat them any kind of way. Even when it comes to the church, we need to treat the church leaders right. If God puts you in a position to lead, to his word. And then verse 33, and we're going to end this on last thought. Nevertheless, let every one of you, in particular, so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And that's important, wife, reverence her husband. If you have a good husband, show him that love. Respect him. Love him because he's trying to do what's right. Love him because of course, he's him, but love him in spite of that. Love him because, first of all, he's in Christ. And being in Christ, he's going to do what's right. All right, that's our thought for today, and that's the chat for today. And that is our message. We hope that we help you to better understand who is who the plan of God. We're getting ready to get on out of here. We really enjoyed being with you today, and we hope that, as always, that you enjoyed us as well. We want to thank you for being a part of our morning. We pray with me, please. Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name, thy kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that the Lord will help them through the many obstacles that they are facing today. Oh, Father, we just pray, continue to pray for the church. Help us be the church. Help us show the world Christ in us. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us. And
whoa, when we reach that city of the future, we're going to see how good we're going to see.